In 1974, Dr. Donald Johansson found the remains known as Lucy, long thought to be the oldest human ancestor on record. We reached him in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, for reaction to today's announcement.
Well, I think it's a terribly exciting discovery. For the last 60-some years, we've focused on East Africa and South Africa, and many of us, including myself, have felt that the origins of hominids, of human ancestors, was probably a pan-African event. And Brunet's work and discovery of this tongue-twister Sahelanthropus chadensis, 2,500 kilometers east of the Great Rift Valley, has really opened up a whole new arena of research for us.
Well, when you now look at Lucy, do you see her in a completely different light because of what's now been found in Chad?
Well, in fact, I looked at Lucy this afternoon in the laboratory, and she still is an important benchmark for us. And what we're seeing in these discoveries in places like Chad is an opportunity to dig even deeper into the past. The more we find, the more we realize how complicated the entire picture really is.
Do you think, therefore, that one should be cautious right now and say that whatever one might infer from the skull discovered in Chad, we don't really know very much?
Well, it's interesting that there seems to be a pattern that's emerging. Anthropologists have, for really decades, almost a century, been captivated by the idea that there was almost a direct line between the ape that stood up and the modern European male. And what we're beginning to see is, just like the apes that lived in the Miocene, say 10 to 20 million years ago, or the monkeys that live around Africa today, that our ancestors, too, also underwent sort of a diversification in species, that they lived in different environments, that they were geographically isolated, that they were susceptible to the same sorts of environmental and evolutionary change that all creatures in Africa were.
Can you explain something? We heard from our reporter David Kestenbaum that Professor Lieberman at Harvard saw the skull in Cambridge. Just how well-traveled is this skull now that it's being publicized in an article in Nature? I gather it's made the rounds to all the world authorities already.
Well, it's certainly a cast of it, a copy of it. Michel brought to our laboratory at the Institute of Human Origins. He's traveled it around. He's been very open and shown this specimen to so many of us and given us an opportunity to look at it, which is very unusual in this field. And I think that it shows very clearly in the article that will be published tomorrow in Nature that Michel benefited from showing this specimen to other colleagues, each of us who offered our own observations, and one can see that they're incorporated in this fairly meticulously written article.
Well, Dr. Johansson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Donald Johansson, who is director of the Institute of Human Origins at Arizona State University, spoke to us from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia.